So I wanted to discuss with you, being that we are on the cusp of Tainus Esther, I want to share with you some new insight and perspective in terms of understanding this fast day, because honestly, this fast day is very unique for many different reasons. And hopefully by taking a step back and analyzing some of the halachos about the fast day itself, it'll give us deeper appreciation and insight into the nature of Tainus Esther. And then also, additionally, will help us shed light in terms of its connection to Purim, and maybe even highlight exactly what we're trying to accomplish and celebrate on Purim as well. So, I know this, I'm not going in order, so I apologize, but I'd like to start with the bottom of the first page, where you see the reasons for the fast. I want to discuss exactly why do we fast on Tainus Esther. So, there over here on the bottom are... One of the reasons is very famous, in which you get corrected as being not actually a good reason, but it really is a good reason. You'll see what I mean in a moment. And then afterwards, the less known reason, and then we'll get to the main reason in a moment. Okay, that was way too vague, but you'll see what I mean right now. The Shibole Haleket explains that the idea behind Tainus Esther actually is Keneged, the fast that's recorded actually in the Megillah itself. The Leith Kenos is Kol Yudum Betzumalai Al Tachuv Al Tishtu Yimei Apurmela, you know, Q Rav Waxman, etc. Yeah, that fast that took place in the times of the Megillah, that's exactly what we're trying to commemorate on Tainus Esther. Now, the problem with that perspective, does anybody know when that Tainus happened? On Pesach, right? Okay, that was Horah Shah. It was on Pesach itself. So why would we have it now? So, seemingly, because thematically, it makes sense to associate the fast of Tainus Esther, despite the fact that it took place on Pesach, right before Purim. It would be a bit awkward to have, like, you know, celebrate Purim, and then afterwards, a month later, right before Pesach, you know, I don't know how exactly you would do it, you would have another fast completely disjointed, and that's what the Shibboleth, like it says, Din Tainus shall Erev Purim, Nefilas Apayim Minchas Tainus, what does he say? No Hagim Bnei HaOlam, Lis'anos Erev Purim, L'zecher, Divrei Hatzomos, She'asu Bnei Mordechai Vester, V'yafal Pishosam Hatzomos, Hayu Bnei Pesach. And even though they were on Pesach, Nogulis Mochatinus Lepurim, right? Thematically, it makes sense. Let's put it next to Purim. Lukashal Purim Bacham Shabbos, Ban Biyom Chamishi, Lishalophon. We'll have to get to that in a moment. That's one idea which I'm sure we all thought initially, Tainus Esther, makes sense to connect it to the fast in the Megillah. But not, you know, it's a little bit less supported by some of the classical Mepharshim. The Magen Meisharim, the Chavrusa between the Beis Yosef and the Malach. So he says something obviously a little more Kabbalistic, but very, very cool perspective on Tainus Esther. And what he explains is as follows. That's right afterwards. He explains that perhaps the reason why we have Tainus Esther is because of Purim. What do I mean, because of Purim? He says, well, there's another yantif that we also have, a Tainus right before. Anybody know which one is that? Pesach. Pesach, Tainus Bechoros, okay? Right before Pesach, Tainus Bechoros. Says the Magen Meisharim, well, what's going on over here? What's going to happen? What is the connection, maybe, that you're able to see the night of Pesach and the night of, well, maybe not the night of Purim, Machlokas. But Pesach and Purim, what do we have? What do we do? We drink, yes, exactly. Yes, people drink wine, they could get intoxicated. And therefore, what ends up happening? Samael, the angel, will go and cause people to sin because they're in a very vulnerable state by drinking wine, by leaving themselves up to alcohol. So in order to prepare and get in the proper mindset for that tainus, what do we do? Sorry, for that drinking of wine, we fast the day before. And he explains that's the reason why we have Tainus Esther, as well as Tainus Bechoros. Tainus Esther and Tainus Bechoros is a hachana for the simcha and for the shtiyas hayayin that's going to take place on Purim and Pesach itself. Okay, very interesting perspective in terms of what Tainus Esther is. That's what Magen Meisharim says. Yes.
But for Tainus Bechoros, you're able to make a siyum. So since for that, it seems to be...
We can't ask questions on the Malach. I know, I hear what you're saying.
Tainus Esther, then seemingly also maybe you can make a siyum because it's a lighter...
Right, it's hard to know exactly how to apply the different halachos, not to mention the fact, why is it only on the Bechoros? Why is it on Tainus Bechoros? Why is it not for everybody? Okay, we'll have to leave that aside for now, but that's what's in the Magen Meisharim.
However, Tainus Bechoros a bit hard? Wouldn't that be a difference because this is...
Okay, so let's not focus so much on Tainus Bechoros right now. Well, let's.
No.
Tainus Bechoros, no.
Really?
There's only one fast day in the Chumash. Okay, guys, we really don't have a lot of time. Let's focus back over here. Okay, but the real reason, which is quoted. which is quoted in the Midrashim, as well as the Rosh, Rabbi Tam and others, why we have Tainus Esther. It has nothing to do with what Esther, the Leich Kenosis, called Yudim. It doesn't have to do with Tainus Pechoros. It doesn't have to do with the wine that we're about to drink. But the reason why we have Tainus Esther is because Yom, right? Yom Kiel Lakol was the day in where Am Yisrael went to war, right? The war took place when? Initially on Yud Gimel. And when they went to war in Yud Gimel to go ahead and defeat our enemies, therefore on that day, what do? We fasted. We fasted. And that's what you see all the way in the beginning of the source sheet. It says, so you can see in the Medrash, let's just read the Rush. The Rush is, Rupesh Rabbeinu Tam, Zman Ki La Kol, He Shal Kol Mis Asim L'Tainis Esther, Uban Binech, Kfarim La'yaros, Lomar Slichos L'Tachnunim. Why? Why do we do that? L'Fi Shabo Nikol La'amod Al Nafsham by Tzrichim Rachamim. Because that was the moment where they needed Rachamim, because they went out to war, and there's a halacha that when you go out to war, we fast in order to engage in tshuva, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu would make us successful and help us out when we go out to war. So that's why the main reason many of the Mepharshim quote as why we fast on Tainus Esther. Now, because of that, there's a couple very interesting halakhas which I want to analyze with you. Number one is, we're not going to read it inside, but the source of Tainus Esther is from this Medrash. However, it doesn't work necessarily with the idea of Megillas Tainus. So Megillas Tainus were certain days where Chachamim made a takana that you're not allowed to fast on these days and fast before these days. Okay? Now, one of those days, which is one of the list in Megillas Tainus of days which you're not allowed to fast before or on the day itself, is Purim and Hanukkah, both those days. Now, this is problematic. Why? Because it would seem to be that when it comes to Purim, we're fasting on Erev Purim, and that should be a violation of the halachos and takana of Megillas Tainus. Now, Megillas Tainus was batel. This takana dirabanan of not being able to fast on certain days, it was batel. We don't have it anymore. But they say Purim and Hanukkah were not batel, meaning because we still celebrate Purim and Hanukkah, therefore those halachas of the Isser Hesbid B'Tainus still apply to Purim as well as to Hanukkah. So the question arises, why are we allowed to fast on Erev Pesach? Why is that allowed? So they're different. So different Mefarshim suggest different things. Some people say, well, maybe the Tainus is different Kabbalah. It's a real Takana as opposed to just a Minog. Maybe Megillas Tainus is only referring to the Isser to fast of a personal fast. Maybe they were Mevatel Megillas Tainus for the day before Purim and the day before Hanukkah, but not on Purim and Hanukkah itself. Okay, many different suggestions, but it's certainly strange that we have this phenomenon of having a fast directly right before Purim, meaning seemingly we could have moved it up one day. Okay, so that's something that we need to keep in mind. Hopefully as we go forward, we'll be able to answer that question. Yeah?
Was Megillas Tainus written before the actual, Megillah? Were those Takanas put in before, the story happened?
I think it was afterwards. Yeah. Okay,
wait,
so...
Wait, 1 second. I don't understand. What's the issue with fasting on every one of the days?
Because in the Takana was that you're not allowed to fast on these days and the day before.
Oh, okay.
So that was part of the Takana. And we know this, right? Meaning, we know, generally speaking, that the day, the Erev of a certain day has some of the halachos of that day, right? We know that when it comes to Tachanun, we know that when it comes to many other halachos, that those things certainly do exist. Okay. Next thing which I want to discuss, what about the fact on a Nidcha? Yeah.
Isn't that the day before, though? Because it's really Shushan present, and we should be celebrating, which is the 15th, and therefore
we really should be celebrating the 15th, you said?
Yeah.
I don't know whether we really should be celebrating the 15th or not. It's a big... it's a machlokas probably between some achronim claim that's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban about what's the Ikr day of Purim. And the Rambam seems to assume that maybe the Ikr day would be Shushan Purim, and the Ramban clearly says in the beginning of Seches Megillah that the Ikr day is Yudalid. So, hard to say. There's an interesting Baal more about this, but not for right now. But it's a good point. Okay, let's move on to Anitcha. Okay, so the Gemara also Maseches Megillah in the Ein Bains. Yes, anybody read? Anybody learn Maseches Megillah?
Yeah.
You know Ein Bain, yeah. The Ein Bains. Like, wait a second, what happened to whatever. Yeah. So one of the in there it says Aval Zman Atikhanav Tisha Bavchagiyah Bahakel Ma'akhir Vulamakdimim. Tisha Bavakdumi Pronouns Vulamakdimi. So there's a halacha. The halacha is as follows. That generally speaking, we all know this to be true. When we have a tinus which falls out on a day when you're not allowed to fast, we have two options. We either could what? Move the tinus up, or you can push it off. What's halacha? What do we always do?
Push it off.
Halacha ma'isa, this year, Tisha B'Av will be celebrated, not celebrated. Mir Tashem should be celebrated, whatever it is. But Tisha B'Av is planned for right, so meaning therefore, Sunday. If one will have to fast, we'll have to be on Sunday, right? The fast is planned for Sunday. On Yud B'Av. Why? Because we are not makdim paranos, as the Gemara says. Rather, we're ma'achar them. However, the exception to the rule, is...
Tainus Esther.
Tainus Esther is the exception to the rule that we can fast on Friday. That's what you're referring to. There's a fascinating Avudraham about that. Remember the Avudraham that says that maybe we would
on Shabbos
and we'd have to go and fast. It happens to be on Shabbos. It's a big discussion. Why that's the case? Okay, Beseder, not for now. Cheslinach and others delve into that Avudraham. But not a discussion for right now. But what do we see over here? If you look at the Shulchan Aruch, it's in Tough Reish Pei Vav. Mis'anim b'yid gimel ba'adar. That we fast on Yigim L'Adar, Vim Chal, Purim Be'achar B'Shabbos, and let's say Purim falls out on Sunday, and therefore Tainus Esther would be Chal on Shabbos. So what do? Magdim L'Sanus B'Yom Chamishi. We move it to Thursday. Why would we do that?
Because,
why not push it off?
Because what are you going to do it after Purim?
Well, yeah.
Or
don't have it. I don't know. Don't have it. Yeah.
Just a question about the Tishbub thing. That we're actually fast on the 10th. Does that mean that this year you're actually able to shave Motzi Tisha B'Av instead of having to wait until the next day? It's a good option.
Yes, a lot of those halachos are misbatel. You know, motzi to fast because it's nidcha. There's a lot of different like halachos about minekes and muberes and like whether you're whatever. But let's leave that aside for right now. There's also there's a havdalah issues. But let's leave that aside for right now. Okay. Okay. Now the next. Okay. So that's something we have to keep in mind. Why are we makdim Tainus Esther as opposed to being ma'acher Tainus Esther? Okay. That's question maybe number two. Question number three. Ready? Your mom is running out of time. Is as follows. There is a basic halacha. It comes up in Maseches Shabbos as well as in Maseches Sukkah. Sukkah's like Daf Lamed Vav ish or Lamed Hey, and I think in Shabbos it's around Tes Yud area. Over there, the Gemara talks about how there's an Isser to engage in a meal before you either have to daven or before you have to perform a mitzvah. If you're going to be involved in a very large meal, it's usher for you to do so. You need to be mafsik, unless you started the meal early enough. Why? Because we're nervous. Shema yimshach ha-shulchana. Maybe you'll be involved in the meal so much, you'll forget and not be mekayim the mitzvah. That's why, lechatchila, when is a person supposed to say, let's eat shalosh shudos on Shabbos before?
Shkia.
Why are you supposed to eat before Shkia? One of the reasons why is because after Shkia, since it's already suffik laila, you may already be chayiv in Abdallah, and you can't start a meal when you're already chayim in Abdallah. That's one of the reasons the discussions comes up there. In Sukkah, talking about if a person, started the meal and forgot to take a lulav and esrog, so he got to stop his meal in order to take a lulav and esrog. In Shabbos, it has to do with mincha, starting a big meal before mincha. So generally speaking, you're not allowed to go eat before you have a mitzvah to perform. However, there's an exception to the rule. We need to define what type of achila. Generally speaking, we say an achila of a suda is problematic, but a te'ima ba'alma, like just tasting something, less than a kibetz, as Mr. Brooks explains, that is generally mutter. So, halakha l'maisa, one is about to like Hanukkah candles, they're very thirsty, they would be able to have a cup of water. There's nothing wrong with that. Before Hanukkah candles, we're not nervous that you're drinking the water is going to cause you not to light Hanukkah candles. However, we see a very fascinating halakha and chumrah of the Mishabura. When it comes to specifically Kriyas HaMegillah, Mishu Anas Kitzas Inu Yachal Elich Beisa Knesset V'Tzarech LaHamtin Ad Acher Shekaru HaKal. That means an individual that they can't make it to shul, whatever the reason is, and they have to hear Megillah after the Tzibur Yal listens to Megillah. V'Kashulav Leishi B'Tainis Kolchach. It's difficult. They're sitting. They're fasting all day. Yachal Lishmo Kriyas Amiba Odiyom Miplag HaMincha L'Maila. Huge Chiddush. They could already say Kriyas HaMegillah from Plag. Okay. Haggah, aval asa lechol kodem sheyish makriyas Megillah. It's usher for you to eat before you listen to the Megillah. Afilo hatanis kashalav, even if the fast is very difficult for you. Okay, seems to be a bit of emphasis, but I'll eat before. Now, if you would have asked me, it's because of this idea that I don't want to be involved in the meal, and then I won't be able to say kriyas Megillah. However, look how the Mishnah Berurah says it. Tzarech lahamtin, ratzon lomar sheyavo echad lekro lefnei avdei makom asur leachol kamo in the kriyas shema, etc. Aval asur leachol ayin b'magid rav shemasik nedavka achila asur aval ti'ima ba'al mashari. So the Magid Rav says, like we said, halacha lemaisa, that ti'ima is mutter before kriyas Megillah. Va'karkach tov yosur lahakil le'ish hazeh sheyitam kodem kriyas Megillah. And therefore, better to what? Allow the person to have some water, maybe an apple, something small before they listen to the Megillah, then read it from plag. The Gra and the Prima Gadim say, listen, you may not be Yotze, your Kriyas HaMegillah, if you read it after Plag HaMincha, you gotta wait till Tetzel Kuchavim. Now this part's very important. Vafilu Te'ima Ein Lahakel, says the Mishnah Berurah. You should not be Makel and allow a Te'ima Elo Litzorech Gadol. Well, unless it's really, really dachuf, it's really necessary. Hainu Chola Kitzas, Mishizaz Matanis Kashalo, it's very difficult for them. Vishir, Shiratima, Hainu Kibetas, Pastor Mashkin Shirbetza. And he explains what the Shir of a team is. Why? Mishnah Berurah is so machmir. We only allow you to do what? To eat on Erev Purim, before Kriyas Megillah, only if it's very difficult. Why don't we go like every other halacha? Every other mitzvah, you can't. Tima's mutter. There's nothing to talk about. You don't have to put yourself in a very difficult situation. So that's the next question. Last question. If you look at the Gemara, Maseches Megillah, Daf Dalet, the Gemara wants to know, how do we know we have to say Kriyas Megillah Belaila? And one of the psukim it uses, the first one as a source, is a very interesting one. That when I call out to the Ribbono Shel Olam all day and he doesn't answer me, but at night I'm not silent. The other source is used also from Tehillim. What does it say? You look towards the end of the sheet. What is it about praising the Ribbono Shel Olam? The other one is that I'm calling out to God and he's not listening, but I'm not going to stop calling out to God. Those are two fundamentally different psukim that one could use in order to be mechayev somebody to say Kriyas Megillah both by day and by night. One is I want to praise him all day, and the other one is I'm calling out for help all day and all night. So what is going on over here? So we won't have time to read the Kolbo, but we'll sum up what the Kolbo says. The Kolbo actually says that there's something unique about Tainus Esther, and that is because it's called a Tainus Shel Simcha. It's a Tainus, not one of sadness, but one of excitement, one of happiness. Now what exactly does that mean? The Rav points to the Rambam. The Rambam, in his Hagdama to Mishnah Torah, gives a quick sum up of all the Sefer HaMitzvos, all the mitzvos, the Taryag, and when he mentions the mitzvos, the Rabbanan of Purim and the Chanukah, what does he say? V'tzivu likros ha-Megillah ba'onasa, we have Rechai to read the Megillah at its proper time, kidei lahaskir shvachos shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'tshuas asalanu, to remember the salvation that God did for us, v'yakaru l'shabbosin, it was close when we called out to him, ki levaruch l'halo, in order to praise him, u'kidei l'adil l'doros habayim, in order to tell the other generation, she'emes ma'ashev tichanu b'torah, because that which the Torah told us is true. What did the Torah tell us? Umi gai gadol asher l'elokim. Look at the next pasuk. Look at the pasuk that the Rambam is quoting. What does the pasuk say? Mi gai gadol asher l'elokim krovim elav. What a great nation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu so quotes them that we call out them, ki Hashem l'elokim b'chol krein olav. Whenever we call out to the Ribbono Shel Olam, he's there and he listens to us. Says the Rav. Part of the halacha, according to the Rambam, why we keep Purim, is not just to remember the salvation, but to remember that the salvation came from our calling out to the Ribbono Shel Olam. It came from the tshuva. It came from the tefillah. That's how Purim was. It was an outgrowth of the davening to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Says the Rav, with that yisod, we can answer every question that we just had before. Why are we not push off Tainus Esther? Why do we bring it earlier? Because we always want Tainus Esther to be when? Before Purim, because you can't have Purim without Tainus Esther. It doesn't work. Purim is only after Tainus Esther. Why do we have Purim, despite the fact that it may be a violation of Megillah's Tainus? Because it's a Tainus Shel Simcha. Because you don't get Purim without the Tainus, without the introspection, without the tshuva, without calling out to the Ribono Shalom. Why do we say that... what's the other one I said? I forgot. Why do we say that... eating before... Oh, this is the best one. Eating before the Megillah. Why are we so machmir? Why do we say you can't eat before the Megillah, says the Rav? Because we want to be mitzaref. We want to connect the fasting that we had to the Kriyas HaMegillah. We want it to be seamless, that we go straight from the tshuva, from the fasting, from the introspection, from the calling out to the Ribono Shel Olam, right into the Megillah. And if we're able to do that right into the Megillah, then we know that that salvation, the Yeshua, came from the tefillos. It came from that avtacha, mi goy gadol. Beautiful, beautiful idea. I think this, we're late, but the last Gemara says in the Masechet Sanhedrin, I think this is like really what we're talking about. The Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to make Chizkiyahu, Melech HaMashiach, and Gog U'Magog. Sancheiriv Gog U'Magog. And then basically the Malachim say, no, it can't be that way. Why? Because Chizkiyahu never said Shira. He never thanked you for the salvation. And therefore, what is Purim all about? Purim is the opposite of that. Purim is that we have the tefillah, we have the tainus, we have the introspection of Tainus Esther, and then we have the Yeshua and the Shira that we sing after the Ribono Shel Olam on Purim itself. And therefore, that's what we're trying to accomplish on Purim. We're trying to know wholeheartedly that when we call out the Ribono Shel Olam, when we're in a Shas Adchak situation, He will be there for us. He will be there to save Am Yisrael, be able to save the Jewish people. Vizocha for us to fully inculcate this message within ourselves, appreciate what Tainus Esther are all about, be excited about the Tainus Shel Simcha, and if we're able to truly call out the Ribono Shel Olam, then we know Am Purim will be very close to us and will be there with us, and we'll be able to celebrate Purim properly. It'll be wonderful, wonderful.